Hey my wonderful people, I hope you all are doing good. For the new ones, I'm Damien Joshua, the host and producer of the podcast show DJ's Corner, which you're currently listening right now. And for the people who have been following me from day one till now, welcome back to my show. So I'm on Instagram and Twitter, the links are given on the podcast show description. You're always free to follow, give your personal suggestions, comments in the DMs and messages, and I'm here to accept everything. So grand 5 episodes are over of my story COVID-19, and if you have not listened to the previous episodes, like, you know, you have to listen to it so that you will get a very good clear cut of the story, and you can continue the story, you'll understand the concept and the story what I'm trying to say. So okay, now it's time where, like the last episode, I was talking about the courageous moves and what I was and what transformation it took up in my life, how it was traumatizing for me. Now we are going to talk about the post-COVID symptoms, or whatever you can name it, because post-COVID, that's the difficult part in your life, literally very difficult. Now, after getting out from hospital, or you know, the situation you're affected or infected with this virus, it will totally change your physical being, your mental well-being, everything. There becomes an imbalance, because what I faced, okay, physically, literally physically what I faced is that first I had huge hair loss because of the heat produced in my body, because of the medications and stuffs which were given to me, because I have to take medications, so because I have to safeguard me from this virus. So the medications, the tablets, the whatnot, everything, it literally it took over my physical well-being. Then I had huge hair loss, then I started to gain weight. The gaining of weight was relating to the stress also, because stress and pressure and coping up with the anxiety part also, because it's difficult, you know, losing a mother at this particular age is very difficult, and I know that no kid can withstand withstand a loss, okay, literally, because this age, 20s till 30s, because you get into your life, you get settled, you get a good job, you go into a new family, get married, everything happens at this age, okay. So losing a guide, important guide in your life, it's literally very hard. This is what I faced. And okay, so coming back to the post-COVID traumatizing things which happened, is all this hair loss, gaining weight, and you're thinking, you don't think in a very straight way, because your mind becomes more everything becomes blocked, so that your thinking process becomes slow and very different. Your perspective looks very different. This is what I personally felt. I don't know what my father felt or how he was after post-COVID, but from the same thing we had both in common was huge hair loss. Literally huge hair loss. We both lost so much of our hair, literally it made me more insane. I thought to myself, okay, I'm already a sort of a bald guy, I don't have too much of hair, and now after this COVID thing, but people around me ask, your hair is so scanty, you have to take care like that, this, but I know what's the real reason of this hair, huge hair loss. I can't be explaining, due to COVID and that and this. No, I can explain, but no, they don't understand it, because it's which happened to me, so I only have to take care of it. And I'm doing all the treatments because COVID, I'm affected by it. I got so much of toxins in my body, so I have to remove all those toxins out, then only I can live a normal good physical health life. It's very hard, it's not as simple as easy. You can see you persons who have been with me, they could have seen that I'm fat, or literally I'm fat. You don't know what I'm suffering. So, you know, this can be a mode of a communication where, you know, my known persons who have been listening to the show, you know, this is very hard. You know, you can body shame or whatever. I don't take care of it because I know what I went through. I lost my mother. Body shaming, that's, I don't give it a thing. Literally, I don't give it a thing because I know what I went through. You know, gaining weight, I can lose weight. It's very easy. I know what I do. I know what I'm going to do. So, okay, leaving that part aside. Okay, these are the most common post-COVID things, like, you know, losing hair, gaining weight, anxiety, depression, nightmares, everything will come, literally that will hit you. This is what I personally felt. I don't know what about others. All of my own personal suggestions and personal views and perspectives of what happened. And yes, so this is what happened. And okay, now coming back again to the normal story, like my father, he did not knew like my mother expired, but literally like after 2 weeks, after 2 weeks, which is May, end of May, the last week of May, we just created a scene like, you know, she expired on that day and we telling the information. We had to create that scene, and that was the difficult part in your life, telling my father that your wife is no more, my mother's no more. It's very hard, you know, it's not as easy as possible because you know, people, relations will be calling on my phone, on this phone, we all talk and everything. We were so protective and so secretive that we don't talk about my mother's information in front of him or anything. But often my dad asked, oh, did you talk to your mother, or did you ask what happened? And you know, like, I had to build up a conversation like, okay, yeah, mother's fine, and oh yeah, she's doing good and everything. And I had to stop it because if I have to continue it, he'll be asking so many questions. So I, like, you know, like, just give it up and okay, oh, now you can take good rest, you know. I just turned the conversation around, and because I don't have the answer to tell the question, whatever he posts to me, I don't know what to say. Literally, I don't know what to say. I could go, like, we have to see his health condition, his stability of health, everything. It's very hard. You can't tell a person who's affected by COVID, like, you know, your wife is gone, or your husband is gone, or your child is gone. Very hard. It's very, very hard. You can tell, like, okay, Damien, you're like, you know, you're trying to exaggerate things, but no. People who have been affected by COVID and have lost loved ones will know the struggle and the pain which we went through, is what I say, which we went through. And yes, so I told my dad, you know, that time dad's friends were around, and we had to, you know, just tell, open up, and you know, we have to build this sort of a imaginary situation for him, and we also try to act according to it. And we told him that okay, everything is done and fine. Then okay, he accepted. He couldn't even accept the reality. But later on, after a couple of weeks again, then we revealed the real date. That means May 13th, that, you know, my mother and his wife expired. And because you can't tell him that, oh, your wife expired 2 weeks ago, and we were given instruction that we have to tell it to you after 2 weeks until your still health becomes stable. That's wrong. We can't do it. So we had to do it like that, and it went on, and he started to cry. He had his own time. We had to give him his own time. He was, you know, that's a different part of a story. I can't be including all those things. You know, this is what happens. And slowly after that, on the same month, my grandfather died. And my grandmother, this is dad's father and mother also expired. It was my grandfather died on May 22 and my grandmother died on May 30th. Yes, May 30th. And this was so traumatizing, not only for us, for the whole family. My father said everybody was thinking, like, what's happening in the family? First it was Bonita Cooper, which is my mother. Next is, no, the in-laws. I don't know what really happened. We were all scared and afraid, like, what's happening? Literally, what's happening? But they did not die due to COVID. They were, you know, natural aging process, but my mother died due to COVID and everything. So this is all about the story. Further on, I can continue. I have another two more episodes. Yeah, two more episodes. So that we can just complete the story. But the two more, that last two episode will definitely be about the life-changing process of what I went through and everything, and still how COVID is being affecting both of us, which is my dad and me. So wait for the next episode. Until then, it's your DJ signing off from this episode, and we'll be coming back with a new episode very soon. Until then, take care guys, bye bye.